My dearly beloved in Christ, you all know that St. John the Baptist is a great saint, so great that our Lord said of John the Baptist, a greater has not been born of women than John the Baptist. St. John the Baptist had been chosen by God to be the precursor of our Lord, a very important role to fulfill in preparing the people for the preaching of our divine Lord. And we could reflect upon St. John the Baptist upon many virtues. For instance, his fearless courage in denouncing Herod, his abstemiousness, his mortification, penance, prayer, his zeal for souls, and so many others. But I would like to reflect this morning upon his humility. St. John the Baptist was this greatest of the saints of the Old Testament. And yet when he spoke about our Lord, he said, "One greater than I is coming, the latchet of whose sandal I am not worthy to loose. I'm not even worthy to bow down before the one who is coming, the Messiah, and loosen or latch his sandal." And on another occasion, he said, "He must increase, but I must decrease." So here we see St. John the Baptist totally self-effacing, not concerned about his own reputation, wanting to diminish. All he desired was to promote our Lord, to prepare the people for the coming of our Lord. In fact, St. John tells us, that is St. John the Evangelist, that on one of the occasions, the disciples, and this would have been shortly after our Lord's baptism, the disciples of St. John the Baptist went up to him and said, "Behold, he whom you gave testimony to, he is baptizing." And St. John the Evangelist adds, "Our Lord himself did not baptize, but his disciples did." So in those early days, some of the disciples of our Lord imitated St. John and baptized. Not the sacrament of baptism, but this baptism of penance. And that's when St. John said to them, "He must increase and I must decrease." His disciples were jealous of his honor and reputation, but St. John the Baptist did not care for that. For his entire being was focused on honoring and reflecting and preparing for the coming of our Lord. So let us reflect then upon his wonderful humility and strive to imitate this very important virtue. What is humility? We could say that humility is acknowledging the truth that all that we have, all the good that we are and have, comes from Almighty God. Pride, on the other hand, is the inordinate love of one's own glory and seeking honor and so forth. Pride manifests itself in many ways, and we have to be on our guard against it because it is so insidious and often goes unnoticed. Sometimes we think we're motivated by a good motive of God's honor, etc., when in reality it's a secret pride wanting to put ourselves forward. I always like this time of year because in the breviary, we read lessons, the first part of Matins every day, which is from the books of the Bible. We go through the entire Bible. So right now is the book of Kings. In fact, we just finished the first book of Kings over the last 4 weeks on Samuel and Saul and David and these wonderful stories. So this past week was the story of David and Goliath. And we see there the pride of Goliath, this giant of the army of the Philistines who mocked the Israelites, who blasphemed God. And when David went forth against Goliath, he looked at him and said, "You're just a boy. You're going to come towards me. Come close. I will slay you and cut off your head, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air." And David said, in reply, he said, "You have come to me with a sword and a shield and a spear, but I come to you in the name of God." So David had this humility that he was fighting for God. And Goliath again had this pride that he was such a strong and and experienced soldier. And after David cut off his head, the army of the Israelites were returning. And it says in the first book of Kings that all the women came out of the towns and the cities. And they were dancing and making music and rejoicing because the army of the enemy had been defeated. And they said, Saul, the king, Saul has slain his thousands and David his tens of thousands because of conquering the giant Goliath. Now Saul heard this and he was displeased. His pride got the better of him, his envy that David was being honored above him. And he spoke to his close associates and he says, what more can David have but the kingdom? And it says in scripture that from that day forward, Saul did not look with a kindly eye upon David. In fact, his jealousy rose to such a point that David would play the harp in the king's palace, and the king took a spear that was next to his throne and tried to kill him. David ducked, the spear went into the wall. And that happened, I think, 3 times that Saul tried to do this. Then he sent his army and pursued David. And David had to flee from Saul. But all of this because of Saul's pride. David had done a great thing by bravely going forth when no other soldier would do it. He was just a youth, a teenager, going forth against Goliath. And he saved the army, the nation. Saul should have rejoiced at this and honored David, but he gave in to that pride, was displeased because of the honor that was given to David. So we have to beware of pride, because all of us are inclined to pride and are likely to fall into that. Listen to the words from a meditation book. Pride is the inordinate love of our own glory. Hence proceed vainglory and ambition, which in their turn produce intrigue, hypocrisy, human respect. Hence proceed lying, prevarication, contumacy, obstinacy, contentions, divisions. Hence again proceed selfishness and jealousy, which lead to endless sins against charity. We feel annoyed at the success of others. We rejoice at their faults or misfortunes. We injure them by suspicion and rash judgments in our own esteem and often also in that of others by detraction, calumny, malicious insinuations, and the like. All of these problems coming from pride. It leads to so many evils. So let us beware of it. You know, Tobias, the elder Tobias, thought he was going to die. And so he had his son come before him, and he gave the younger Tobias these wonderful counsels that we read in chapter 4 of the book of Tobias. And after going through many different bits of advice, he said, beware of pride, for from pride all perdition began from pride. Words that we should take to heart. On the other hand, we should reflect upon what Timothy says in his first epistle, to God alone be all honor and glory. The proud man exalts himself because of his gifts, either of nature or grace. He makes use of them to gain praise and esteem of others, and thus puts himself, as it were, in the place of God. Is it surprising them that God hates pride? We read in the book of Proverbs, every proud man is an abomination to the Lord. And St. James in his epistle says, God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. So let us beware of pride. Let us cultivate, pray for, and strive for the virtue of humility, in imitation of the great St. John the Baptist, who was great in God's eyes, but very little in his own eyes, and who said and believed and worked for what he said, and that is that he must increase, but I must decrease. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.